There's only some kind of description. Now you might share the new risk device, might share the might share Israel's Shermanakam or Mesha, that's from Shlaima for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So continuing on over here with the halachos of what are we allowed to do before we daven mincha. We had these very detailed hakdama from the Mishnah Berurah and explained how we have these two views of what the Mishnah means when it says that you can't do certain things between mincha. Doesn't mean mincha gedolah, mincha katana, doesn't mean major things, small things. And now we're going to delve into the Mechaber Shita, which, as we said, was much more extreme or more chumradic than some of the other shitas, which we're going to see later on. And the Mechaber basically said, once it becomes samach lemincha gedolah, which is essentially from chatzais, once it becomes samach lemincha gedolah, you are done. You cannot do anything, even more minor things, if it's a kind of thing that the time can potentially extend and take longer time. You cannot do it before mincha. So we're holding by the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Vav. L'estaper samach lemincha. So the Mechaber said comes that time, samach lemincha gedolah, you cannot sit down to take a haircut. Hi, samach lemincha, hainu samach lemincha gedolah, as we said. Kasha kasa ha-mechaber b'tzei dvarav, as the Mechaber explains himself. Va'kulei kayin, this is referring to all these items listed in this sif. Va'af she'ad soif hazman mincha, yeshar's harba, and you're going to wonder that there is still many, many hours until the end of the time of mincha. Afilo hacha chashin and shemi yishover azug. Maybe the scissor is going to break, or the razor. He's going to go looking for another one, and therefore guy's not going to leave the barber chair with half his hair cut. He's going to end up having to sit around and wait, and he potentially misses the time of mincha. The efsha, and it could be, says the Mishnah Berurah, since that's the svara. Yesh l'shnayim ashloish hazugim, the barber is well stocked. He has a number of machines and a number of different scissors, b'chanim l'fanav, prepared before him. Then shari, it would be mutter to sit down and do it. Mincha, when it's the time, Shabura adds on another thing not to do prior to the zman of mincha, that yikach, don't take a child in your lap. The Shema Yatanif Begadav, maybe he's going to soil himself. When you're going to go look to clean yourself up, you're going to miss Mincha. You're going to get late to come to the Beis HaMedrash. Samach LeMincha. So what does this mean, Samach LeMincha? So we already explained this. This is a half hour before. That's the beginning of the seventh hour of the day. It's from Chatzos and on. We don't make a difference between if it's a summer day, which is very long, or a winter day, which is much shorter. According to this shita, the Mechaber, from Chatzos, you can't do anything until you daven mincha. Not can't do anything, can't do anything that has the potential risk of taking time. La merchatz, to the bathhouse, afilo laziv alma, just to go in and have a shritz. The kolshkin l'chulin l'milz, the merchatz, if you're going in for a full bathing and hot water and cold water, as we said, the Mechaber takes the more chumra de kashita, that all these things that the Mishnah assert not only is from mincha gedolah, but is even if you're not doing something that is very intensive or very likely to last long, any part of it is aser. Laborsiki to the tannery, afilu liyuni be'alma, the Mechaber shita, even if you're just going for a quick checkup. Shema Yirish and Iskalka Iris, maybe you're going to see that something went wrong with the dyeing process. Be it Steyr, and you're going to be pained by it. Be it Torah, but Tzaira, you're going to get distracted because of your pain. The lawyer's bow, you're not going to daven. Umashrin do adin lechol malacha cheshman kiyotzabai, any type of malacha or similar. She actually mashacha ligram tirta, which might extend or create a longer period of time. But I am a bir halacha. Now, the bir halacha says that if it's the kind of thing that can be broken up into pieces, it's not a big deal to stop in the middle, that wouldn't be a problem. You're going into the tannery, you have to change your clothes, put on your work clothes, you have to come out, and you have to change back. Can't daven in those clothes. It used to smell horribly. It still smells horribly in the tannery. So, but if it's something that can be broken up, there's a makom to be mekel. Well, you're going out to the market, they used to have these trading days, that people would come with their product and people would buy and sell. Don't start when it's near Smincha Gedolah. Until you daven first. Now remember, everything we said till now was that you're not allowed to start Samach L'Mincha. But if you started before Chatzos, we haven't addressed that that should be a problem. Just to clarify that all these things are talking about starting after can you start, can you not start? Well, they didn't have to go into the entire. I feel a shamut on the same mikvah, even if this wasn't the first session, they've already presented the case. But after Roy Elisha B'Shul Gemara Din, now the Bezdin is sitting down to complete their psak. Also, you know, do it Shema Yiritam, the Yistra Dimi Mashini. Maybe they see something that they got to analyze further, and it's going to take a long time to do. Suda Katana, even a small Suda, and a Suda Kol Adam, it's a regular meal. Suda Gedolah, who shells Nesuya Mamila. So we're just explaining what is considered Suda Gedolah, what's Suda Katana. Suda Gedolah is a wedding, a major event. Suda Katana is a regular meal. A snack is not even a Suda Katana. But Tom, what's the reason? Once again, we're concerned that it might extend the time. V'din isachiloi malacha kar demar b'yisparim b'simon reish lamad hey sif beis. What are you allowed to do or not do once the time of ma'ariv comes? We will discuss in a couple of simonim from now. Elini lahaska lil night kar dem tefilas hamincha. What about to sit down and learn? Ayin lo b'simon pei tes zivav. Elini limit kar dem tefilas hashachar. What's the rule with regards to Dhamma Chakras? And basically over there we said that you shouldn't sit down once the Zman comes. However, if you normally daven in the same minyan, in the same shul, and you have a Zman Kvua for it, then you are able to do it, or you can have somebody who's a monitor to remind you. But basically, if you have the same minyan, the same shul that you daven in, and have a set time that they daven, we're not so concerned that you're going to miss it, and therefore you are allowed. With regards to learning before mincha, would be the same rule. Which we explain over there what mincha gedolah is. Okay, now, so that's the mechaber's shita. Okay, now, we're going to now see a couple of more details in the mechaber's shita. We are holding, for those looking inside, in Kuf Mem Vav, V'im Hiskel. What happens? So, mechaber said, you know, I'll do all these things. What happens if you did? If you did start, it's not so stringent, you don't have to stop. Even though you weren't allowed to, according to Mechaber, you don't have to stop. You don't have to stop. What does that mean, you don't have to stop? That is assuming I went ahead and I started a meal, and even though I wasn't supposed to, I'm allowed to finish my meal. But if my meal is going to take so long that I won't be able to finish before Mincha, then certainly I have to stop. Then you have to stop immediately. Okay, now, the AMSA has, let's first see the Mishavura on this. The Mechaber is masking that even if the time, not that you started Samech from Chatzais, you actually started after Mincha Gedoyla, but later on in the day, if it's not a half hour before Mincha Katana, in other words, you started after Chatzos, but before a half hour before Mincha Katana, then the Ilu Kasha Hiskel, Bezoya, Chatzisha, Mafsik, Shiaz, Mincha Katana. There is a separate halacha that if you started within a half hour Mincha Katana and you weren't supposed to, there you have to stop. But Afshia Shoes Arab Adina the Arab, even if there's much time. The Ikizman Minchi Mincha Katana Lubailo, that's the main time of Mincha Banakam Bagomasha Akshab Nahagin Lahakal, what we are making now. We'll get to that shortly. But again, digress for a second, so just to repeat it. If you started after Chatzos, before a half hour before Mincha, you don't have to stop as long as there's enough time to whatever you're doing to be finished with enough time to daven mincha. If whatever you're doing does not have enough time to finish before you daven mincha, then you have to stop immediately, not wait till you say, okay, let me wait till I only have a few minutes left, and then. If you're doing a something, Borsiki, Bais America, any of these things that you know you won't finish in time for to daven mincha, then you would have to stop immediately, whatever you're doing, and daven mincha. If you start any of these, Even if you started a large meal or you went into the major manufacturing tannery. Like I mentioned in the psicha to this simon. Even though those are items that you're certainly concerned that they can take a long time, you don't have to stop. Since there's plenty of time and you'll be able to finish beforehand. However, if there's not enough time to complete what you're doing, even if you started before chatzais, you would have to be mafsik. Even if there's still many hours left in the day, it's an important diuk over here. So you go to a wedding in the afternoon, and you know this wedding is no way going to finish before the end of mincha. You can't wait till, okay, so let me eat the appetizer and the soup, and then I'll go daven mincha afterwards. No, since you are doing something that is going to last past the seif zman mincha, you have to stop immediately. Because maybe you'll forget the Yavaz Malagamri and you'll miss the time completely. Okay. Now, let's go back to the Mechaber. A couple of more details, and then next week we'll finish this and we'll get into the Ramah Shita. What's considered the start, right? Since you're not allowed to start after this time, right? But if you started before this time, then you would be allowed to continue. So what is these considered starting? They put the cover on you. When is the considered that you already started the merchatz? Once you take off your shirt. What's considered you already started in the tannery? They used to tie their apron or their shirt up that they shouldn't get soiled. Vaschalas din, when is considered starting an entire imhaya sukumbai? Mishayishilu maladinum litaim, once the litigants start presenting their claims. Vimloyaya sukumbai, mishatuat in the yanim, if they weren't involved in it already, it has to do with when the dayanim then used to sit wrapped in their talus or their cloak. Well, they done mishayisha died to laden. Today, they don't wrap themselves. So it's when they sit down for the entire vaschala sechila. What's considered? I started my meal already. Mishayito yadav. I wash my hands. That's very important because if I did this, what's considered haschala before chatzais, I didn't do anything wrong. If I did it after, it's problematic. Let's see the mishabur on this. The bezel is already sitting with other things, but other than tyre, so then they're already wrapped in their cloak. But if they didn't, it's when they wrapped. They used to wrap themselves up either in a talus or a cloak. I'm not 100% sure. Starting the meal is when you wash your hands. Somebody is used to loosening his belt when he sits down to eat. So then it's not even considered starting. You don't have to wait till you wash your hands, but just by loosening up your belt in order to get ready for the meal, that is already considered the haschala. And you did it before chatzais, you started the hefter. If that's what you did after chatzais, then you started when you weren't allowed to. Again, according to Mechabeshita, now, we'll start in Yetz Hashem on Monday. We'll go into the Ramah Shita, which is more of how we are noyig bezman hazeh. Okay, we'll stop over here. And in Yetz Hashem, have a good Shabbos. For those of you here, and for those of you listening, Yetz Hashem, Shabbos, we're going to make a siyum of Masechta Sanhedrin after davening. So if you're around, please come to the siyum.